Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back with you on a Monday afternoon. The season for the Vikings has been a disaster. Gets even worse in the last 30 minutes when Mike Zimmer announces Anthony Barr, torn pectoral, is done for the season. To talk about the ship that is a-sinking, Chip Scoggins, columnist for the Star Tribune, is kind enough to join us. Chip is with us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. What happens next, Chip? They can't produce any points. They can't stop anybody. Their best defensive player is out. Their third or fourth best defensive player is done. Most guys aren't back. Cousins' quarterback rating was the same as ours. Middle of the third quarter. When is the draft? I mean, wow, what a start.
When do pitchers and catchers report? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Is this rock bottom? This has to be rock bottom, right? This is.
I don't know.
They are a bad team. There's just no other way to say it. I was talking to my colleagues last night at dinner, and from the first 2 weeks, Chad, give me one thing that's positive with this team. There's not one. I can't think of one. I cannot think of one positive that you say. You know, that actually looks pretty good right now. There's not one. I don't see one positive thing so far.
Can I go back to last year? Because if I go back to last year, because they allowed a safety against the Bears in that meaningless game. They've now allowed a safety in the first two games. If they allow a safety against the Titans, they will set an all-time record allowing a safety in four straight games. They will set NFL history, and you will get to chronicle it.
You think I'm not rooting for that? I love history.
Why not?
I love writing about history. No, in all seriousness, I think
it's terrible.
Everybody outside of the facility expected the defense to struggle. I know Zim and Harrison Smith and everybody said, you know, we're just going to keep plugging one. But I think if you were realistic about it, you thought they were going to have some growing pains. The offense, I thought, would be maybe not as good as last year, but you returned so many pieces to it that you felt like they would be competent. But, man, not having Diggs really hurts. The quarterback is going the wrong way. He looks lost, I think. I mean, he just looks like he has faith in one guy and one guy only. The offensive line is average at best. I wouldn't even say average, probably.
No, I go lower.
I was trying to be kind. You know, it's funny. Listening to Zimmer after the game on Zoom, he seemed exasperated yesterday and just sort of out of answers. I think this has shocked him how bad his team is right now.
All right, there's a lot to go with. I started the show talking about the extensions. Zimmer received one.
Mm-hmm.
Spielman received one. And Cousins received one. Which extension right now looks to be the worst? And which one should fans be most upset about?
I would say Cousins. I supported the Zimmer. I guess Zimmer and Spielman, if you want to tie them together, because I just didn't think – with everything that's gone on with the pandemic and you're basically having a turnover in your roster, that this was going to be the old, you know, make or break year that you're going to have to decide on the coach. I was fine with like a 2-year extension, even a 1-year, just kind of a show of, you know, a little bit of faith, just so you're not having him ask questions about his contract every week. The Cousins one, and I understand that was as much to free up salary cap room.
Yes.
as anything. So I don't, you know, my colleague Ben Gessling has crunched the numbers, and he thinks it's basically you have to revisit it again after this year because the cap number is so high. So I don't think they're married to him for three more years, but when you give him a extension, I think it was, what, $30 million bonus, and it's $96 million new one, that looks awfully foolish right now.
That looks horrible, and I'm glad you made that point because that, to me, is the only justification. We talked about this over and over last year where I said I would not extend him. I would not extend him. And then I listened to people who said, well, if you don't, because the number was so high and they had to play around so much, they were going to be in such a tough spot. But, okay, Rob Brzezinski has done a lot and is such a supreme human being too. So we like Rob personally. But here's the thing. If he plays like this or close to this, they have to cut ties with him. And if they're going to have tens of millions of dollars of dead money with Cousins, then you think it's bad now.
Yeah.
It would be even worse. And I am with you, Chip. Don't give me anything about the second half last week because the Packers.
It's garbage. It's garbage.
They were mailing it in. They didn't even care. The Colts, somebody tell me the Colts defense is the Ravens defense? He looked like he had nowhere to turn. Like, he was the third-string quarterback playing the fourth game in an August game where I'm working the post game showing you're writing on it, and that's the only reason why we're watching the game.
Yeah, and the thing is, and we can point to the offensive line, and it's not good. But at some point, you would think that one of the highest-paid quarterbacks in the NFL could rise above it, could elevate, could overcome the deficiencies of people around him, could make his receivers better, could overcome having a subpar offensive line. And I'm not saying all the time, but we don't see it any time hardly. And he's had stretches where he looks good, but just feels like the conditions have to be perfect for him to excel.
That's it.
And they're rarely perfect.
No, this game is all about, because listen, if it's like how Rodgers was the week before and he just stands back there, he's Aaron Rodgers. You know what? If Cousins stands back there, he's really good. But we learn this by about the third game watching him. When that pocket is disrupted, even in a small way, he doesn't know how to adjust it. That's why it stood out so much last week on that first drive when he broke the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
He ran, and we were like, whoa, what's that? By the way, we see that from 20 other quarterbacks, but Cousins doesn't do it.
No,
and at this point in his career, come on. You nailed it. Rise above it. And all of a sudden, when you start making two or three plays, all of a sudden that brings energy, that brings some confidence, and other people on offense start playing better.
Well, and he's talked about, trying to do more things with, what they call off script and scramble. And we saw it, but it's just not going to be his forte. But the problem I have is when things start to snowball on him, they just go completely, they just completely fall apart, and the whole game is washed out. And so, and Dalvin's been a non-factor. You really have one receiver, right? That's a legitimate guy right now, and so
Irv Smith doing nothing.
Yeah, I don't know how you fix this. I got to be honest with you. I think it's as much Zim always talks about technique and scheme and all that, but I think it's personnel. I just think I just don't think they're that good, and I don't know how you're going to be able to overcome the issues they have. Now, I don't think they're going to play this bad all year long. Maybe they improve some, but they just look like they have no clue on the other side of the ball right now how to win.
Pro Football Focus destroyed Samia. Said he's the worst rated guard that they've rated this year. So the offensive line and the guard play stands out. Somewhere in a nice home, somewhere near Buffalo, New York, with his feet up after 8 catches for 153 yards. Stephon Diggs has a nice smile on his face about what's taking place back here in the Twin Cities.
Well, and you wonder, too, and teams are just going to try to smother Thielen now because I don't think you really have to fear anyone else, do you? And so if they start bracketing him and doing all these things to try to take him out of it, what's your plan B? I don't see a plan B, and I don't think Cousins really trusts any of the other guys. And so I think they probably have to go back and really try to establish things with Dalvin and get the run going, because they've, you know, he's really basically, I mean, he had some stuff in garbage time last week, but he's been sort of invisible here and not really having a huge impact like we thought he would. And you know, it's funny, and I wrote this today, Chad, that they've built this offense to be ball control, possession control around a running game.
Sure.
With the, with the, what, sixth highest paid quarterback in the league. It just doesn't, make sense, right? I mean, it doesn't make sense. Yeah.
No, and the quarterback should be about the 16th highest paid quarterback in the league, too. Let's make this short break. Come right back with Chip Scoggins from the Star Tribune on the home of the Twins, WCCO. Let's jump back in with Chip Scoggins from the Star Tribune. Remind you, it's 2:53. That is the Lindus Construction time check. Time to call for an estimate on leaf guard gutters, which have been awarded the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. So let's say they keep losing. They can't play this bad, but they keep losing. We have watched teams in rare situations where they start dealing guys. What do you think the likelihood is that they would do that if, you know, the trade deadline, I'm assuming, is mid-October as always?
Yeah.
What's the likelihood that they would do that? And they would look at some of their main guys, that they'd look at Harrison Smith. They'd look at Danielle Hunter. I mean, the top guys on the team.
Yeah.
It's one thing to say, oh, I know they should trade. They should trade Kyle Rudolph at the end of his career, you know. But, like, somebody significant who could give, you know, Spielman what he loves, more actual capital, and fully announce to the world, we are rebuilding.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised, because they got their extension, right? So they probably feel like they have a little bit more runway to do something like that. We know it's not in them's DNA, so to speak, to basically wave their white flag and start trading, you know, guys that he has been around for a long time. But they pretty much started that process this offseason when they had to let go of, you know, Everson and and Xavier and guys that he really had a close connection with. So we've seen a precedent of doing it in the offseason. Would they do it in season? If it gets really, really bad and they're sitting here at 2-8, I wouldn't be surprised if they did that, because at that point you would probably say, you know what, we're going to go completely full rebuild. We're sort of doing it half in, half out, and they've tried to say that this is a retooling, not a rebuild, and that just keeps people from thinking, okay, they're just going to, you know, tank and lose all these games, because they still have a lot of high-priced guys, and that's the thing.
Oh,
they're rebuilding, but they have some really monster contracts on this roster, and so it wouldn't surprise me if they did that. And, you know, if things don't turn around here pretty soon, I think it'd be justified, because you're not really going anywhere with this roster.
I got about a minute left. Money's pretty much meaningless in the NFL. Is there any scenario, even with the extension, if it's a 2-8 situation where they go to Zimmer and say, either you can leave on your own or we're going to make a change?
I guess I would never say never, because we've seen that happen elsewhere. If you feel like, you know, he's lost the locker room, or it's just so bad that, you know, the product's embarrassing and they're going, you know, they're not getting better. I think I would still find that doubtful.
I'm with you.
You know, I think he just has enough equity built up inside the organization that I'd be surprised if they did that during the season. But, I would never say never on anything in sports, or in this league in particular.
Keep driving safe, sir. We'll keep reading your stuff. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, brother. See you.
Chip Scoggins driving back from the debacle the Vikings had against the Colts. Thanks so much. Don't forget, you can podcast or show anytime you like. WCCO.com/Chad. Give us a follow. Love to have you do it at Chad Hartman Show. Paul and Jordana are next. Tomorrow, Jamie Ukis at 1:35 and Ask Adam Anything at 12:35. Enjoy this beautiful afternoon, everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.